What was training camp like as an athlete for you?
For me, it was a great experience. Fortunately, I was a first-round draft pick. Chuck Noll, of course, was my coach, and things were a little bit different. The days up there were long, very competitive. And being a first-round pick, of course, people had high expectations on me, and kind of challenging, but very rewarding. And it was great. Looking forward to it, to compete with your other teammates.
When you look at the legacy of first-round picks under Chuck Noll, what's it like to be one of Chuck Noll's number one draft picks?
Well, it's an honor that they collectively, as a team, decided to choose me from the University of Oklahoma. Just the experience to be coached by Chuck. And then I tell people a lot of times about the players that I played with, because a lot of the older guys who had won 4 Super Bowls were kind of on their way out, and I was coming in. So yeah, to get a little mix of both of that, it helped me.
What was it like to play for Chuck Noll?
For me, it was a great experience. He was a no-nonsense guy, but extremely fair. Treated everybody the same, and you knew that every day you stepped on the field, whether he was around or not, you had to work hard because he was going to find out about you. He notices everything, so he doesn't miss anything.
What does it mean to play for the Steelers, to wear that, you know, Steelers emblem on your helmet with that jersey on?
Well, here I am, maybe 25 years retired now, but it's like wherever I go, the Steeler, you know, I can mention that I played for the Steelers and people still treat me like it was just yesterday that I played. I talked to other guys in the league who played on other teams, and they don't get near the support that I get here from the Steelers. No matter what it is, I feel if I need something, I could put a call into somebody here. They'll send me in the right direction and do whatever they can to help me.